Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. We're here at Sirius XM Studios in the lobby of the Wynn, probably the nicest podcast studio in the entire world. Nameless here at CES with the incredible CEO of Trustless, my friend Rick Jordan. Welcome to the Playbook.
What's shaking, Dave?
What's shaking?
What's shaking?
All right. I've never asked you this. Obviously, yeah. That's your tagline. What's shaking? Where did that come from, or what significance does it have, or what do you utilize it for? Why do you always say what's shaking?
Man, it's just something I would always say even as a teen. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, just people walking, I was like, hey, what's shaking? Just always how I said hello to everybody. You know, and then it carried through, and I said it one time when I started my show, All In, and it's like, that's how you need to open from now. And it was a branding agency. You know, I'm like, all right, let's do it. That is kind of what I say.
And which leads me to where a lot of people fall down is that we can take something that's from our childhood,
yeah,
or something that's at our essence. And as we build our community, our brand, as we build our companies, that these little things can be what eventually we're known for.
Yeah, right on. I think it, you know, I mean, when we're talking about content, you know, it's on that for a little bit here. It's, there's so much that I see anyways that is fabricated by quote unquote influencers, you know, whether
that
trying
mean forced to you fabrication or
yeah,
does it mean fake?
I think, you know, probably a little of both. You know, fake is more like I'm trying to be like somebody else, mm-hmm, you know, or I want to be somebody else rather than being like, hey, I'm going to be me. Now, I'm also a big fan of modeling, though, you know, not to confuse the two, because I think as you're getting going, there's great strategy in modeling somebody else's success to a certain point while you're trying to find your own footing.
Yeah,
because you see, you know, I think you call it a dummy tax. I look at it from the positive aspect of they've done some pretty great things. I see how they executed here. I'm going to do the same exact thing, maybe just apply it to what I'm doing right now.
And that application is really important. It's a great differentiator of what you're saying, because it's true, yeah, in business as well, because we model after successful companies,
yeah, yeah,
what we're doing.
For sure.
And so with Trustless, what types of companies are you modeling after, and what are you doing to apply what you're doing to that model?
Man, this is brand spanking new, right? This thing doesn't even exist in the world yet, the application. It's built on blockchain technology, actually blockchain that was developed by Disney. You know, so it's a, you know, maybe 10 years ago, but then it was abandoned, and I've gotten a hold of this tech to be able to apply this. But to directly answer your question, you know, reach out. I founded and took public. I had a bit of a CEO crush on John Ledger, the former CEO of T-Mobile,
yeah,
you know, and how he would disrupt things. I mean, the guy was a former Dell executive, Dell Computers, you know, suit all day long, clean cut and everything. And then all of a sudden he started wearing leather jackets, magenta shirts, magenta Converse shoes, grew his hair out, started saying fuck all over the place, you know, on stage, on earnings calls for a public company, totally disrupted the marketplace and changed wireless forever. You know, that's kind of how I felt with Reach Out. It's like, we were the first MSP, managed service provider, to go public. We did that a year and a half ago. It's like, what can I do to be different? And then Trustless now, which we're launching, you know, we have a lot of it built just because I recognize I had a lot of the pieces of the puzzle in my network already. And so I took a look back at some of the dummy tax I've paid this last year with some acquisitions under Reach Out. I mean, I'm talking, man, like criminal activity.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But the biggest thing I ran into, dude, was seller's remorse. You know, the sellers of these companies that would sell to me, they would within a month or so start to think, it's like, why did I do this? You know, but they wouldn't say that out loud, of course.
Sure.
They would do it in ways of not turning over very crucial elements for the operations of that business that I just bought.
Yeah. Right.
Bank accounts. You know, I mean, everybody
assets,
can understand.
Bank accounts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Information, data. Right.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. You know, control of cloud systems. You know, obviously in technology, we use a lot of cloud systems. And then when you figure it out and there's some shady stuff going on, you let the sellers go. I wanted to have them on as employees. This happened with more than one acquisition. And then afterwards, they start to hack back into that stuff, and, you know, including the stuff that they still had control over that never turned over. Like, man, if only I had something like this. This was coming out of the shower one day. This stuff never would have happened.
Right.
So then I started just thinking all of these puzzle pieces, you know, so blockchain technology, securing credentials, securing identity, verifying that data, verifying the identity of the two people on each side of that. And then you take a look at, right, just a couple of weeks ago, the U.S. Treasury hacked.
Right.
It was through a remote access system from a company that provides that stuff. Ironically, that company's name was Beyond Trust. That's what China hacked. And we call those supply chain attacks. You know, I'm getting a little bit deep, but just to quickly explain that, supply chain, think like food, right? If you think even like McDonald's, you know, there's only a couple places that the beef comes from, but then they have to distribute it from the farm, right, to the processor, to the distribution centers, then finally to all the local stores. It just kind of spiderwebs out. It's the same scenario. So China hacking Beyond Trust, they got to the keys to the kingdom of the U.S. Treasury. And in addition to many, many thousands of other companies, because they were able to get in there. This happens all the time. And so this is something that would have solved that as well, by verifying the identity on both sides, keeping those identities and credentials safe and secured by blockchain.
I mean, obviously you're known as a cybersecurity expert. You've been that for many years. People go from you, go to you from all the biggest networks in the world to get this type of advice. One of the things that's intriguing to me is a lot of people come up with these ideas in the shower, calling some intuitive spirit comes through them in their subject matter, topic, or expertise, but they try to create the technology, not find it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting as an entrepreneur and an advisor that your first move was to actually see what already existed. And you were able to find, I think you mentioned Disney had built this technology, and obviously you're improving upon it, but building upon what they've already had.
Yeah, it's a platform. They have the baseline tech, and then we're building on top of it. Through networking, through community, seriously.
Yeah.
I started thinking about everything I had within my community, within my network already. Yeah, and I'm glad you recognize that, because I think that is missed. You know, everyone's like, oh, I'm going to create this from scratch. You know, but first, if you're trying to do something really big, you know, I guess you got to figure out, is it in alignment with your purpose or not?
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of my purpose is protecting people, you know, especially those that are being taken advantage of. You know, maybe our U.S. government can be taken advantage of here and there. You know, I'm not going to get political and say that they can take advantage of us right here.
Right.
Although I might have just said that just now. Yeah. Take your own opinion. But yeah, looking at what you have already. You know, and it's a difference. I think you and I were talking about this, right? Because it's, you can find the components that exist already. Because, I mean, even Apple Computer, if you take a look back at that, right, there was Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak. Steve Wozniak was the engineer guy. You know, he was able to actually build this stuff and put it together. But if you think about it, he didn't invent a transistor.
No.
He didn't invent silver or aluminum, anything like that. All those pieces existed. He just put them together. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, in a certain way. And that's it. And then Jobs was able to play him as an instrument in this grand orchestra to put these things together. And I think a lot of people miss out on that, to what you're saying, is that what instruments in that orchestra do you already have within your network, within your community? Maybe they just haven't been put together in that fashion before. And then it becomes something brand new.
Yeah, it's really important to see that. I see that as well in the charitable aspect, especially when you're emotionally connected to something, you want to change the world with it, and you don't take the time to see, and that's always, you know, as I advise so many different people, including in the charitable aspect of what they're doing, they'll come to me with, oh my God, I want to do this for kids. And I said, whoa, what do I got to do to create a 501c3? I'm like, whoa. Why don't you be more interested than interesting and see what charities already exist or that are similar, synergistic, or supplementary to what you want to do? Go volunteer. See how you can be of service and learn from what they're doing at the very least.
Yeah.
If not, see that maybe they're already doing it or doing it better, and that instead of wasting all your time, emotion, and value in a good purpose or a cause or divine direction, you might just be able to support other people that are already in that direction and improve upon what they're doing and help everyone with something that's already funded with $1 billion.
Yeah, for
instead
sure.
Instead of waiting three lifetimes to get there.
That's so crucial, man. Jumping in right now. I mean, you're hitting a chord with me too, because it's I donate to lots of places. And
one of the biggest donors for Unstoppable Foundation, which is an area where we both, you know, have impacted, but also bonds us together, that I know what's important to you like it is to me.
Yeah, it sure is, man. I was a little story about this. There was a state trooper in Illinois, because I'm from Chicago, that was just killed a couple weeks ago. And he was just clearing debris off of the highway, one of the highways around Chicago, and got hit by a truck driving by, you know, a pickup truck. And I was driving on the road, and it was the road that the funeral procession was on earlier that day. And I mean, you and I both very much believe in frequency.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I could feel it. And I knew the funeral and the procession was that day. I could feel it. And just driving literally to go see Les Miserables at night in the city. And I just start weeping in the car, you know, because I started thinking about his wife and his kids now that don't have him around. And I lived through that when I was 16, my dad passed. And I'm like, that's it. Why have I never thought about this before? I've been, you know, donating to all these other causes. It's like, I know that I'm also meant to help people who have had a parent taken away from the family. Yeah. So to your point, it's like, now I want to do my diligence. It's like, who's doing this already?
Right.
You know, I'm already busy. I took one company active. Public.
Busy means unavailable.
There you go.
And that, for some reason, you're always available for me. So I appreciate
Thank
that.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. But yeah, I've got all these things. We're launching. I mean, we're raising, geez, over $100 million for Trustless right now, you know, to get that going and to continue the development. And it's going to launch quickly, you know, just because there's such a dynamic need for this. And I mean, it'll disrupt the mortgage title industry too. That's another play for this. Imagine that, right? The secure document exchange and everything. Yeah. It's good. It's just incredible. Lawyers, all of that. But to be able to help fund something that might already be going, and then also be able to protect people on the other side of it too. So maybe I'll have my own foundation someday that can help families that have lost one of the parents. For right now, I want to see who I can help that's already doing that, because I'm active. You know, starting a foundation would be another project, another big project.
Counterproductive.
Yeah.
Just to finish up, you always are so abundant and generous and giving help to others. And I can see your mission in your life. And we both believe it's, you know, the mission that allows the commissions to follow. And you've always led with the mission, and the commissions have always followed. But with Trustless, who and where should people go? Who out there should be reaching out to you to help you to make a difference in this space and maybe protect us all? Let alone what industry it is, this end-to-end solution seems to be a different way of solving a huge issue, not just today, but one that's exponentially growing and touching so many different people and so many lives. Where and who, where should people reach out, and who should be reaching out?
Yeah, I mean, for the time being, you can just reach directly to me and I'll connect you, because I have you're helping as well, you know, with this cause. I have Lola Gott from Gott Productions, who is actually right over there, and she's helping with this as well, and to raise funds for this, because it's gonna move quick. You know, there's already even potential buyers for something like this that we have that we've approached, just because it's that much in demand. Investors, absolutely. That's an obvious one, right?
Good.
But then, you know, someone who really wants to have a good piece of this. Yeah, because even out of the initial, if it's 20 million, 40 million out of that 120 for the first round, you know, the returns on that is going to be obviously quite large when you do the math, you know, and the valuation is great. You know, my friend and mentor, Kevin Harrington, is still behind this as well, the original shark from Shark Tank. Outside of that, somebody who can connect us with other disruptors, and going back to that CEO crush, you know, that I had, John Ledger, someone who can connect us with disruptors in industries like title, you know, like mortgage title business, like law firms, you know, that can actually some sort of real estate, you know, which we can maybe talk to people at EXP as an example for that. Yeah. And
Sir
especially,
Jacqueline.
Yeah, right on. And especially Department of Defense. I mean, look at what just happened with the Treasury. I've been in the White House before for that stuff, but it's those who really can see this disrupting things, because some of this is going to, I mean, imagine the title industry being like, what are you taking my jobs? It's like, well, yeah. You know, there's a better way to do this, you know, but imagine if you could actually prevent against all of that information that you're trying to protect from getting out. It's just a shift in industry. That's it. And the biggest one that this can help prevent going forward is AI fraud, you know, which is a huge thing that's starting to ramp up right now. Of course, as AI gets bigger, so does the black side of it too.
Right.
You know, and it's how people use it. It's not the tech that's ever bad.
A hammer can build a house or break it down. We both know that.
You got it.
Well, you're building up so many different things in so many better ways. And I've always appreciated and admired that in you, which is why you are absolutely one of my biggest partners and best friends. The amazing Rick Jordan, catch his podcast, check him out. But most importantly, let's all get a little bit more interested than interesting with Trustless. Rick Jordan, CEO of Trustless, thanks for joining me here on Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.